From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Lots of people have tough jobs. Few face bigger challenges than the Postmaster General. The man who holds that job, Patrick Donahue, is tasked with making the Postal Service relevant in a digital smartphone world. The Postal Service faces huge financial losses and dwindling mail volume. So Donahue needs to make changes. And to do it, he has to work with a reluctant Congress and union officials who have their own ideas about how things should be run. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has this profile.
It's a strange irony that what originally drew Patrick Donahue to postal work was the money.
$4.76 an hour. And in 1975, that was a lot of money. So I thought, well, I'll try that for a while until I'm done with school, and I never left.
In 37 years, he's occupied nearly every position at the Postal Service.
Vehicle maintenance, airport operations, accounting, personnel, labor relations.
The Postal Service is one of the largest employers in the country, but is saddled with enormous retirement and health care costs it cannot afford. It's running billions of dollars in the red and has had to borrow heavily from the U.S. Treasury. Its main source of revenue, first-class mail, is falling off. It's trying to grow its package delivery business, but there it competes with FedEx and UPS, and technological change is swift. Donahue grew up in Pittsburgh, coming of age at a time when that city was shaped by its own rapidly declining industry.
In the 80s, we lost the steel industry. Gone. Well, I witnessed 100,000 people lose their jobs because people did not pay attention to what was going on in the economy.
Donahue is closing some mail sorting facilities and reducing hours at less trafficked post offices. Reining in costs isn't just a business challenge, it's politically fraught. That's because, though its operations are not taxpayer-funded, the Postal Service is also controlled by Congress, which mandates delivery of mail to every household in the U.S. and requires it to pre-fund retiree benefits decades into the future. This hybrid governance structure, not surprisingly, leads to tension. Donahue's most public skirmish with Capitol Hill came earlier this year when he announced plans to save money by ending Saturday letter delivery without congressional approval. 2 months later, Congress forced him to scrap those plans. Jerry Connolly, a Democratic congressman from Virginia, blasted Donahue.
Basically flouting the will of Congress on issues like six-day delivery versus five-day delivery. I think that was a sorry episode, a series of real misjudgments by the Postmaster General that I think ended up hurting his credibility and hurting the Postal Service.
Postal workers' unions agree, saying Donahue misunderstands the problem. Frederick Rolando, president of the National Association of Letter Carriers, testified before Congress in April on the Postal Service's financial crisis.
It is not merely the result of technological change, the bad economy, or poor management, though those factors have contributed.
Rolando claims reducing required retiree contributions would solve most fiscal problems without reducing deliveries. Donahue counters it's the unions who are misguided.
I think they're not reflective of their membership. I speak to the people in the field, and time again, they've said to me, don't give up on this stuff. My job's at stake.
Polls indicate the public supports ending Saturday letter delivery. So does California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa, who this month introduced a bill that, among other things, would allow that cut. Donahue says he doesn't like the political crossfire. He demurs when asked his party affiliation.
I better not say. I'm not going to tell you what I am, but I am probably different than most people think.
But he lights up when discussing stamps, especially collectibles.
We think this will keep people interested.
Donahue owns every stamp printed since 1892. He opens a box of sheets of reprinted vintage stamps.
These are proof sheets. They're stamps, but they're not cut.
Generating almost pure profit for the Postal Service, he notes. But the fact is, stamp collecting isn't exactly in vogue.
See, everybody knows how to do Facebook and iPads and stuff like that, but that kind of stuff, that is a lost art. That's a shame. That's a problem because there's a lot fewer people right today.
Donahue laments the current state of things. He may be nostalgic, but he also says that in order to survive, the Postal Service must embrace the future. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.